Hi, this is Nikki here. I want to welcome you to the Nutritional Balancing Program. It's great that you found this and have decided to get started. As you may know, I found this program through my own journey towards health. I had many health problems since I was a small child. They progressively got worse as I got older, until in my 20s, I really couldn't function much at all. And I tried everything, I studied everything. I went to see nutritional specialists, medical specialists, and I did not find much success and continued to progressively worsen. Until finally, I found this program and found it through a doctor named Dr. Wilson, who at that time was delivering this program. So I started the program myself, got my hair test done, and was quite amazed at the results. And I knew very quickly after reading about the program that this was something different. Was something quite unique and quite powerful, and it did turn out to be that way for me. So Dr. Wilson took me under his wing. He actually began teaching me himself. I did his full training program, but also got taken on by him. He gave me his clients directly, and I got quite a crash course in how this program works, dealing with all of the people he was sending me on a regular basis. I still work with him to this day. He likes to continue his research. I talk to him on a regular basis, so that we can continue discussing various aspects of the program, making slight modifications as needed. Dr. Wilson worked with Dr. Eck, who was the original researcher on this program. Dr. Eck spent many decades using hair analysis and figuring out what these readings mean, why they're high, why they're low, what it correlates to in the body as to conditions and stresses, and what exact combinations of nutrients are needed to create positive change. Dr. Wilson spent about 15 years working with Dr. Eck and took over Dr. Eck's research upon Dr. Eck's passing. All right, so with that said, I do want to introduce some of the program elements to you here. Your hair test should be in within a couple of weeks, and we'll be going over your hair test. In the meantime, I do want to go over some concepts relating to the program so that it saves time during our consultation. So the first concept that is important to understand is that illness develops in layers. Often there have been years of physical, biochemical, and emotional upsets that have been depleting the body of nutrients, causing the accumulation of toxic metals, and otherwise disturbing the body. These things are added to imbalances, deficiencies, and toxicity with which almost everyone today is born. Healing is a reversal of this process. The program is concerned with healing these deep imbalances, not simply removing symptoms. The problem is that symptom removal, which most nutritional approaches are, does not address the cause. A crude analogy would be if a herd of elephants somehow landed on top of your house, and then you started to see cracks appearing in your walls, and you decided to go patch up the walls. That's symptom removal. And what needs to be done, of course, is get the herd of elephants off the roof. So you want to deal with the cause, not the symptoms. And when you do that, of course, the symptoms actually do clear up, and the body can heal itself, unlike a house. A body definitely can heal itself. So that's the important thing to understand here, is that that's how we're going to be dealing with this. And your first hair test reflects the top layer of your metabolism. It's the sum total of years of compensations and adaptations. Now, of course, if you're a baby or a small child, it's not as many years, but these concepts still do surprisingly apply. So what we do is we address what is revealed on the hair test with diet, supplements, lifestyle, and detoxification procedures. And then after several months, we're going to do a retest, which will reveal a deeper layer of your metabolism. Many times it'll look different from the previous layer. Sometimes it looks similar if it's a very deeply rooted layer, but it often will look different and it will require a different supplement and nutrient program. So those layers are important to uncover. Those retests are important to do. In the beginning, they're done every 3 to 4 months. We can do one sooner if needed. It doesn't have to be 3 or 4 months. If you feel a lot has changed, we can do it after 2 months. And you, of course, can stay in touch with me about this and we can determine if one is needed sooner. But usually 3 to 4 months is good for the first few tests. Then after that, it can space out a little farther apart. So uncovering and reversing these layers of adaptations and compensations is a process that we call retracing. And it does require time and it requires some persistence, but it's far more permanent and health building than simply stopping your symptoms. In fact, the level of health that the body can achieve this way is quite fascinating. I'll give you an example. My spine was curved since I was a child. So I had scoliosis, and it was noticeable. If you looked at my back straight on, you could see an S-curve in my spine going side to side. A shoulder blade stuck out about an inch and a half further than another one. There were various other things that you could see in my structure. And it's one of those things that is difficult to correct, even with mechanical means. Of course, we've all heard of putting a rod up your spine to straighten it, and I opted out on that. So I had this scoliosis my whole life. I required a lot of chiropractic. I was in a discomfort quite often. And I did get some correction from the chiropractic, but it stopped at a certain point, and I did have a curvature when I started this program. Interestingly, when I started this program and got on a correct nutrient program, my pain started to ease up. And actually, what was fascinating is that over time, my spine actually straightened. I am now over half an inch taller than when I started the program due to that straightening. So it just shows what can happen with nutrition alone. The body knows what is supposed to be there. It knows what is not supposed to be there. It knows genetically what it optimally should be doing and where things should be. And it will work to do that and to implement it when it has the exact right combination of nutrients and lifestyle factors. All right, that said, this program has multiple elements to it. These can include diet, water, rest, other lifestyle factors, supplements, detoxification, and stress reduction, which can include mental or emotional factors. So there are a lot of elements here. I don't expect you to do everything at once. Just do as much of the program as you can. Work into it slowly if you need to. Now, of course, the more you can do, the faster you will progress, but just do your best each day. And if you need help implementing any aspect of the program, definitely let me know or let my staff know and we will help you. All right, so you're going to be given a diet plan based on your metabolism. There are two general categories that a person can fall into, and this has to do with the metabolic rate within the cells. Cells need to use hormones, and they use minerals and oxygen, and they take in food and they metabolize it or oxidize it to make energy. And people are either predominantly fast oxidizers, which means they have an excessive rate of metabolism within the cells, which actually can cause stress and nutritional problems, or they are predominantly in a slow oxidation pattern where the cells are making energy and converting food into energy too slowly. So we're going to see which you are when we get your hair test in. And it does affect what diet is best for you. So we will be going over that when we get your hair test in. Your oxidation rate may actually change at various times on the program, and this is something we will also track when we do retest hair analysis. Everybody does need a lot of cooked vegetables. This is important, not raw, cooked. Raw vegetables do not provide digestive enzymes, as some would have you believe. They are very hard for the body to break down. When the body's under stress, digestion is one of the first things that goes. So you want cooked vegetables because they are soft. When you cook vegetables, it breaks down the fiber and allows the body to extract all of the minerals and nutrients that are contained in the vegetables. So everyone does need quite a lot of cooked vegetables, and feel free to start working on that now while we await your hair test results. Good proteins are important as well. I do not recommend pork, and most fish is unfortunately too toxic today, so all I can recommend are sardines, anchovies, but all other meats are good: chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, eggs, and of course avoid things you're allergic to. And then some good quality fats are valuable as well, such as butter, egg yolks, ghee, olive oil, and fat in dairy, as long as you're not allergic to it. The various quantities of these things will vary depending on your oxidation rate. Whole grains are also good for most people, although I do recommend avoiding gluten grains like wheat, spelt, and rye. So the various quantities of these will be reflected in your oxidation rate. We will make some refinements, of course, to the diet, but those are some general concepts to get you started. All right, drinking water. Everybody needs a lot of water. Adults need 3 quarts or 3 liters of water per day. This is important. Of course, reduce that amount for children. The type of water is also very important. Reverse osmosis or RO water is not hydrating. I'm not the only health practitioner to have found this to be the case. Something about the processing destroys the water. So do not use it for regular drinking, although it is fine to use when heated. So you may use it for cooking, coffee, tea, things like that. The best water to drink for long-term use is spring water, bottled spring water is fine. Plastic bottles have come a long way. I do not find there's a problem from the plastic bottles unless the bottle has been left out in the sun or in some heated environment for too long. So long-term drinking water, spring water is best. I do occasionally recommend distilled water to help remove loosely bound toxic metals and chemicals. So we will see if you need that, but in the meantime, go ahead and drink the spring water. If spring is not available, or if you want to make your own water from tap water, carbon filtration is okay. It's the second best option for you, or a ceramic filter. So something like Brita is okay, although it won't remove all toxic metals and chemicals. Other beverages are fine to drink, such as one cup of coffee a day. Herbal teas are fine as well, such as chamomile, green tea, or even black tea, but these do not replace your 3 quarts a day of drinking water. You may do sparkling mineral water. That will count towards your daily water intake. All right, sleep is the next topic here. Sleep is essential to healing. Do your best to get 9 or more hours of sleep daily. Napping is excellent too, and do try to go to bed early, preferably by 9 p.m. as many nights as possible during the week. Periods of fatigue will occur on this program because healing requires a lot of energy. The best solution is to rest more if you can. If you have trouble sleeping, you may try taking extra of your calcium and magnesium product, Paramin, MCHC, or calcium. I've also additional sleep suggestions on my website on the More Info and Articles page. And if you still have trouble at any point during the program, contact me, but do realize that many health imbalances cause difficulty sleeping. And these imbalances may take some time to fully resolve, so just rest lying down when possible, even if you can't fall asleep. There are a couple of other lifestyle factors to keep in mind, one of which is exercise. Most people today are burned out. The body is actually too tired and will often respond negatively to exercise because it actually uses up too much energy. So I do not recommend rigorous exercise in the beginning, at least not for a while, until the body has had a chance to restore its energy mechanisms. Even if you don't feel tired, chances are the body is operating at lower than optimal energy levels. So I recommend gentle exercise, slow walking for half an hour, gentle stretching, gentle weights. Things like that are totally fine and can be helpful, but anything more than that can overstimulate your adrenals and can exhaust the body. As you get more energy, as your body heals, of course, that can be increased. Okay, do your best to avoid breathing or contact with toxic products. Most body and home care products, including cosmetics, laundry detergents, cleaning supplies, shampoo, conditioner, lotions, all of this stuff, most of these today are toxic. What you want to do is look for non-toxic products from health food stores and health websites. I have searched for some of the best, and I do carry them where possible, but you may look at other stores, of course, and see what works for you. Do try to avoid wearing perfume, cologne, and antiperspirant deodorants. Now, antiperspirant deodorants are especially important because they contain aluminum that absorbs right in through your skin into the blood and lymphatic systems there, and they travels all over the body. But anything that you can smell or anything you rub on your skin is going in either through the skin or through your lungs. There are many healthy alternatives available, so look for those. Also, avoid all air fresheners and scented candles if possible. Natural essential oils are okay, but others are actually quite toxic. And unfortunately, public swimming pools and jacuzzis are best avoided because toxins and infections are absorbed from the water. And unfortunately, chlorination does not destroy all infectious agents. Daily sunshine is actually good for you. You don't want to get sunburned, but some daily sunshine, especially in the warmer months and especially midday, is actually very helpful. Try to expose as much of your skin as possible for about 15 to 30 minutes. And it is helpful for vitamin D production, but also has other subtle healing effects. Now, another recommendation, which is optional, is foot reflexology. Basically, you want to rub your own feet or have a family member do it for you. It's inexpensive, it's easily performed, and it actually is a great way to balance the body's energy systems, especially while going through all the changes that occur on the program. What you do is you rub each foot firmly all over, beginning with the toes, for about 10 minutes each foot. You can do it longer than that, and spend more time on any area that is tender or painful. And don't be afraid to rub hard. If you're not used to foot rubs, go gently at first, but eventually you'll get to where you like it, where you rub in there and get really good around the toes, into the feet, and put a lot of pressure into those areas. It actually does relieve stress in the body to do that. You do want to rub all over the foot, under the foot, under the arch, on the heel, on the top of the foot, each time you rub your feet for a balanced treatment. And it's actually a great treatment for the whole family. Okay, nutritional supplements. I am going to be recommending some for you. I do find them necessary. We are dealing with deep deficiencies here. It is impossible to address them with food alone, especially considering that our food is so deficient today. It is one of the major problems that we have. Our soil is depleted. We used to have 17 to 18 inches of topsoil in this country. We are down to about 1. And because of various fertilizers and other treatments, the nutrients are either not in the soil or they are not available to the plants. And this is true even of much of the organic produce available. And of course, the animals that feed on these plants are also deficient. So we have very deficient diets today. And this has been a major source of problem for decades, increasingly so as time goes by. And on top of that, of course, we get all kinds of toxins that push nutrient minerals and vitamins out of our body or use them up in processing the toxins. So we wind up with very large deficiencies. Now, the goal isn't just to fill in every deficiency that we find right away with massive doses of these things. We do have to do this in a very careful, very scientific way and replenishing in the right sequence for the various minerals and nutrients that are needed. So we will base this on your hair test. I typically recommend supplements at 3 meals a day. If that is difficult to do, let me know. We can modify it as needed. Supplements are best taken with your food. If you forget with your main meal, it is okay to take them right afterwards, or you can take them with a snack, a few bites of yogurt, some cheese, things like that you can use to take down your vitamins. Now, if you're very sensitive or very ill, we'll likely have you begin with 1 dose a day or even a partial dose and work up slowly to your full amount of doses over a period of several days to several weeks. With extreme sensitivity, often it's best to take a dose maybe every other day to start. I am used to working with people with supplement sensitivities. Interestingly, they tend to do very well with the formulas that I use because they are so properly balanced and targeted to your individual body chemistry. Now, do not take other supplements or herbs without running them by me. Many will actually negate the benefits of this program and can actually work against you instead of for you based on the state of your body chemistry at the time. So run anything by me that you would like to take and I'll let you know how it may affect your program. These supplements are very high quality. They're from a company called Endomet Laboratories. Most of the products I will recommend for you are from there. And this is the company founded by Dr. Eck, and these are his formulas. They work extremely well, and they are very high quality, and I don't recommend substitutes unless absolutely necessary, because most of the substitutes just don't work as well. All right, so that's it with the supplements. We'll work on your supplement program. You'll see what it is. We'll work you into it slowly as needed. And usually I do not use a large number of supplements like many other programs do, and this program is generally quite affordable. Okay, detoxification. Now the whole program works to naturally and safely detoxify the entire body. Your body knows what is not supposed to be there. It isn't getting rid of it for a reason. Either it doesn't have the energy or resources, or it's holding on to the toxin to use as some kind of crutch or stimulant to keep it going due to stress. For example, if you do not have enough zinc in the body will actually intentionally absorb more cadmium, which is very toxic, and it will use it instead of zinc to build tissues. And that is because the body does not want to leave holes. It needs to make enzymes, it needs to build your blood vessels. It will use cadmium instead of zinc when necessary. So it is not a good idea to just rip out all the cadmium because you will leave holes in your structure. So the solution is to replenish zinc as needed, and the body will go through and replace all of those different binding sites with zinc and remove the cadmium. Mercury, aluminum, toxic iron, toxic manganese are all things that can stimulate the body and keep it going when fatigued. So many people have gone through some form of chelation therapy where they pull the metals out and find themselves utterly exhausted when done because they didn't realize these toxic metals were propping them up. So all kinds of interactions in the body can be going on like this, where the body is actually using toxins as compensations. So it's one reason not to wholesale do chelation type therapy or other therapy just to remove metals. You want to rely on the body's wisdom. You do not want to bully it into things. You want to give it the proper nutrition at the proper time, and your system will remove these things in sequence and quite powerfully, I have to say. These toxins do come out, metals, chemicals, even infections. Okay, dental infections. and amalgam fillings. You do want to take care of your teeth. Having metal in your mouth is not a good idea. They are usually filled with mercury and they do poison you. So you do want to, as soon as possible, arrange to have your metallic fillings removed and replaced with non-metallic materials. This does not have to cost a lot of money. There are some very good, very expensive biological dentists to go to that can do this for you, and it can be worth it if you can afford that, but it does not have to be that complicated. The dentist just needs to use a lot of suction while removing the metallic filling and then put some kind of non-metallic material in its place. So with that in mind, you can find dentists to do this for you at a much lower cost. There are other dental stressors such as root canals which may need to be addressed. Sometimes the whole tooth does have to be removed, but that is up to you and your dentist. But I would indeed look into this and make sure you get all the metal and infections out of your teeth. I have articles about this topic and you can always run anything by me that you have on the subject. All right, the next topic here is stress reduction. Of course, we're dealing with stress from all different levels here. We have toxic stress, we have food stress, not enough sleep stress, not enough water stress. Another component to this is attitudes, emotions, and mental training. So another key for healing is the control of your thoughts, feelings, and emotional ups and downs. Now, biochemical imbalances can cause a lot of difficulty in these areas because the body does respond to toxins, low adrenal energy, various things. These things all can affect your thoughts, your emotions, your moods. But there are things you can do. You do want to focus on positive, uplifting, inspiring thoughts and attitudes because these do contribute greatly to healing. Negative feelings such as fear and guilt and anger don't assist healing and actually can cause problems in the body. So do your best to avoid stressful people and situations. Sometimes this even includes avoiding entertainment that causes a stressful reaction, such as watching a depressing or scary movie. Your body has no way of knowing that the alien on the screen that's going after the guy running that makes you nervous while watching the movie isn't coming after you. All it knows is that you get nervous while watching the show, and your body actually will mount a stress response, and it actually interferes with healing when that's going on. So sometimes you need to avoid even those stressors. Now, if something does come up while you're on the program that's emotional in nature or any type of stress that you want to discuss with me, please feel free and I'll see what I can do to help you. All right, I do recommend spending some time outdoors, whether walking in a neighborhood or going out into nature. Getting some peace and quiet time also, whether indoors or outdoors, is quite beneficial for healing, especially for those with busy lives. All right, medications. I do recommend you continue any prescribed medication as indicated by your doctor. My goal is to reduce your need for medication, which often does occur on the program. And of course, I do not recommend stopping any medication unless you consult your doctor. All right, healing reactions. This is an important concept because they happen on this program. These are temporary flare-ups of symptoms that occur as toxic metals, chemicals, and infections are eliminated from the body. It can also occur in response to an organ healing or a tissue healing. So you can get all kinds of symptoms from this. You can get joint pain, a cold, rashes, fatigue, or other usually minor symptoms. They come and they usually go on their own. They are welcome evidence of healing. But it is important to remember this, and I will reiterate it with you at your visit, because everyone is surprised when it happens and doesn't realize that that is what is happening. They will be on the program for 2 weeks and suddenly get a headache or some other symptom and think, oh no, what's wrong? What did I do? It's usually not anything wrong. It's usually a toxin dumping, and as it circulates around, it can cause a temporary headache or some other symptom until the liver and kidneys clear the toxin. This is an example of a healing reaction. Some can be emotional, anxiety, for example, or depression, and many are physical. What you want to do is you want to consider your supplements as a volume knob, and all you have to do is cut back or stop your supplements. For a few days usually is plenty, and this will often slow it down enough to where it is tolerable. Now, some healing reactions are very deep and can be prolonged. Don't worry if that happens, and you will be coordinating with me on that. Also, you want to make sure during a healing reaction you're drinking your full amount of water, sleeping as needed. Okay, and the coffee enemas are another optional procedure I'll be going over with you, and these can be helpful during healing reactions. So in general, we have a lot that I can do for you during a healing reaction. The most important thing I want to get across to you now is to expect them and to realize that I'm very familiar with dealing with them, that they are good signs of healing, and of course, stay in touch with me as you run into these. I've already mentioned that retesting is very important. I do want to reiterate this. Every 3 to 4 months in the beginning, we will be doing a retest to make sure that your supplements are correct. Your retest by date is going to be on your recommendations sheet. This is a sheet that will list your supplements. It will tell you your oxidation rate, your type and amount of water, and it will have a retest by date. And as I mentioned, this is the latest we will want to retest. You can always do one sooner if you wish. Follow-up consultation is very important. This is the last topic here. It's important to your optimum progress on the program. And included with your initial test fee are 2 additional consultations. These are 15-minute follow-ups. I like to do them in person if you're local, but we will also be able to do them by phone if you are at a distance. And it is best to do it a week after you have been on the supplements. So for local clients, that can be right away since you can get the supplements in my office. For my distance clients, it'll be a week after you receive your supplements. We're going to go over your progress, diet changes, make any needed supplement additions or corrections. So you have 2 of these included with your initial test fee. For local clients in my office, I may also do some special muscle testing work as needed. You can save up questions that you encounter to go over at these visits or phone calls. If something urgent comes up, of course, let me know sooner. Once these visits are used up, we will discuss how often you should come in for continued follow-up or have scheduled follow-up phone calls. Usually the visit frequency reduces to maybe once every 2 weeks, and then once a month, and then less frequently from there. Now, some people need only a small amount of follow-up, while others may need more time. Please utilize me. That's what I'm here for. Anything comes up that relates to your body while on this program, you let me know. If you run into trouble, it is best if you're local to schedule an office visit. Distance clients, please check in with me by phone or email, and I'll be happy to help you through it. Okay, so that's it. That's the program in a nutshell. The exciting part is yet to come when we get your test results in and I get to go over everything with you. Once again, I'm very glad to have you on board. Thank you for listening. I look forward to seeing you or speaking with you when we go over your test results.